to people. WMFO in Medford.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I have my hands in her face. Just imagine it.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
What about Anne? She knows how to have a good time and how to make the fellow with her relax, have fun too. Yes, that's what a boy likes. He wants to know he's appreciated.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do. Yeah.
Oh, you've been such a good girl. Give mommy a little kiss.
Well, but my boyfriend, we just do it raw. We like it raw.
Where is this? I've never heard of any music like this in my life.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Talk on these layers. Hook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you, just one word.
Yes sir.
Are you listening?
Yes sir, you.
Plastic
strawberry.
I think the important thing about a date is to have a good time. You don't need to spend a lot of money to do that.
Stop.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and in case you didn't already know it, what we do here on a Plastic Sushi is to always start off with some Japanese music, and then we go genre jumping our way through a freeform mix of jazz, rock, funk, punk, electronic, country, disco, as many different genres as we can that match our theme du jour. Plus, we mix in audio clips from TV shows, movies, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Yes, audio clips from who knows where, in between and on top of the music. So we are 1 week away from Valentine's Day, and if there's one subject that broadly dominates popular music, it would have to be human relationships, especially that mysterious and oh-so-powerful human emotion called love, as well as related feelings like lust, jealousy, revenge, and obsession when things don't go smoothly. And this week, tonight's Sound Collage, we're going to be exploring them all. My audio clips tonight in particular feature samples from three so-called educational movies from the 1940s and the 1950s that I found on the outstanding internet resource archive.org. These movies were called Dating Do's and Don'ts, Beginning to Date, and Are You Popular? Also, well, we knew this last week when, but the new WMFO schedule is now in effect, and I'll repeat my thanks to our WMFO executive board, but particularly Rachel, who's our programming director, and Rose, who's our general manager, and Frank, our assistant general manager. But with this new WMFO schedule in effect, the students are back, and there's so many great shows that are on the air with fresh episodes again. And in particular, I wanted to highlight Russian Hour with Diana on Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. And a wonderful episode was this week's, the February 4th, 8 a.m. episode, with a band that she had introduced me to, as well as all her listeners before, whose Russian name I couldn't pronounce very well, but the translation is The Biggest Prime Number. And she played a whole bunch of those in the first part of her show on Tuesday, and it was just great. And also, I wanted to recommend Luke Palit's show, LP's LPs, which is on the air Friday nights at midnight. Maybe you want to think of that as being Saturday mornings, but that replaces his previous show, Rush Hour. And it was very ironic, coincidental, a strange loop, actually, that these two favorite new shows of mine. Well, one was Russian Hour and the other is called Rush Hour. And actually, there's a pretty strange loop involved of how Luke got Diana to have a radio show here on WMFO by kind of interviewing for her for the podcast that he was doing. Strange loops all around. And then I also wanted to mention that Moria Shrine Radio with Gabe is now on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. in the afternoon rather than 3 a.m. Great shows here on WMFO. So we began this show with a Japanese band, of course, Shonen Knife. A song called Quavers, bringing on those amphetamine-like feelings that come from having a crush on somebody one of the most exhilarating feelings experienced by human beings. So we've got so much great music for you this evening, including music from the past with Bing Crosby and Astrud Gilberto. A little bit more modern music there with D-Light, the Dixie Chicks, and some Devo going out to DJ Chris Major. Plus Peaches, the Prodigy, maybe some Fleetwood Mac, the Cars, the Clash, and AC/DC. But we're going to start off the next set with an example of pure J-pop, that kind of highly commercial Japanese pop music that had been very big in Japan. So please revel in the slick production of Puffy AmiYumi as we get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with A Love So Pure here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I love comes the April breeze. I love you. Echo the hills. I love you. The golden dawn agrees as once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again, and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Start to sing again the old melody. I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you.
I've got a surprise for you. Today, I thought I'd teach you some more.
thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
Never trust the stars when you're about to fall in love. Look for hidden signs or you begin to sigh.
Good time.
dates all the boys, and he feels less important.
Smack my bitch up!
Seducing teen girls online is easy. A lot of them feel so lonely and misunderstood. I don't even need to lie about my age. They're just glad they're talking to someone.
Someone older I can trust. They're more mature than the guys at my school and understand me better than other
teen girls are very trusting. You just have to tell them they're beautiful and special and you can wear down whatever suspicions they have.
Have an understanding of real love. It's not all about looks. They know that doesn't matter when you're totally in love.
Love is the final piece of the puzzle. They believe anything I tell them because
I don't see why you shouldn't meet someone you totally trust. I mean, if someone really cares about you, there's no danger in
meeting them. No matter how long it takes, is always the goal. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn more. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
tonight here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage. It's the Not Quite Valentine's Day special, where we're playing songs about love and related feelings like jealousy and lust. People obsessed with getting revenge and all those crazy kinds of emotions that people are sometimes driven to. Backing me up right now, in fact, our ambiance, the music that I play when I'm talking, all this evening, it's going to be Anton Dvorak. And this is the Slovak Philharmonic Orchestra with this is Largo from some larger piece, the movement in all of that. So in the set you just heard, we started off with the Japanese power pop duo, Puffy AmiYumi, and that was Love So Pure. And then Bing Crosby, going way back into the 20th century, I Love You Truly. And then a bit later in the 20th century, the 1970s, Queen with one of the greatest riffs, I think, in all of rockdom, Tie Your Mother Down, from their A Day at the Races album, one in a series that was named after Marx Brothers movies. And actually, Brian May, Queen's guitarist and one of their, they were all songwriters, but Freddie Mercury and Brian May wrote more than the other two. They had big fights about all of this, but you know, that was a band that, yeah, they'd have fights, but they'd never, once they got in there and they were real professionals. There were some other bands like Fleetwood Mac when they wouldn't get along and they'd each kind of screw each other over on recording somebody else's song. But not Queen. No, not Queen. And Brian May is one of the smartest rock and rollers ever. I mean, he's got a PhD in astronomy. And took him a while. He put it off onto the back burner for a while, but he eventually ended up getting that. And then, after Tie Your Mother Down, we heard the Brazilian jazz singer Astrud Gilberto, Only Trust Your Heart. And then the Prodigy finished us off with the music in that set with Smack My Bitch Up. And the video for that, well, the song certainly was controversial just for those lyrics, never mind all the extra audio clips from who knows where that I added in. But in the video, it seems like it's some crazy guy going around and abusing people, especially women. But then at the end, you find out that as the camera turns, because it's all taken with this person's particular viewpoint, going around to these clubs and hitting people and all the like, the camera turns around and the protagonist is actually a woman who's doing all this smacking of bitches up. So, the next set, we're going to start off with a version of an old English folk song. It's got a number of names, Matty Graves or Little Musgrave. And if you listen to the lyrics, this is one deep and sad song. It's about, Matty Groves, who goes to church on a holy day, and he sees the Lord, well, more particularly, the Lord Bernard's wife, who's the fairest lady there, and he realizes that, in fact, she's attracted to him. So she invites him to spend the night with her, and Matty agrees when she tells him that her husband, the Lord,
is away from home. And they get it going on. Her page, her servant, goes off to find the Lord and tells him that little Matty Graves is in bed with his wife. And the Lord, Bernard, he takes this pretty seriously. And he tells the, he promises the page he'll give him a large reward if he's telling the truth. And he'll kill him if he was lying. So the Lord and his men ride home on the horses, and he surprises the lover in bed, and he tells little Matty to dress because he doesn't want to be accused of killing a naked man. And then little Matty says he doesn't have a weapon, so he can't do it, and the Lord gives him the better of his two swords. And in the subsequent duel, little Matty wounds the Lord, who then kills little Matty. And the Lord asks his wife whether she still prefers little Musgrave to him. And when she says she would prefer a kiss from the dead man's lips to that of her husband and all her kin, he kills her. And then he realizes that he regrets what he's done, and he orders the lovers to be buried in a single grave with the lady, his dead wife, who he killed at the top because she came of the better kin. And there's lots of versions in this. In some versions, he ends up getting killed himself, or he commits suicide, or he finds his own infant son dead in his wife's body. But that's the basic story, with lots of details to ponder, like how old is the lady? In the Doc Watson version, which I'm going to play for you, my first thought, because she dares the Lord to kill her, is that maybe she's really young, like 16, or even younger, you know, in back those days. And maybe the Lord's a lot older, like it was an arranged marriage. And he's always out camping, hunting, and fighting, and she's left home alone. Well, it's a very provocative story. And thanks to Chuck Yu for turning me onto the original version. Well, to turning me onto this Doc Watson version in 2014 as part of his 2014 gifts to his friends. Well, that's a lot of talking, and let's get on with it. And wow, this is a pretty serious story as we explore love and related feelings.
Was on the high holy day, the very best day in the year. Little Matty Groves had gone to church. Holy words for to hear, holy words for to hear. The first to come down was dressed in red, and the second one dressed in green. The third to come down was Lord Daniel's wife, as fair as any queen, just as fair as any queen. Then Matty Grove says to one of his men, see the fair one dressed in white. Although she is Lord Daniel's wife, I'll be with her tonight, I'll be with her tonight. Well, the little foot page was a standing by, and he heard every word that was said. He says, Lord Daniel shall know tonight, before I go to bed, before I go to bed. Miles for to go that night, and 10 of them he run. He run till he come to the broke down bridge. Then he bent to his breast and he swum. He bent to his breast and he swum. He swum till he come to where the grass was green. He took to his feet and he run. He run till he come to Lord Daniel's gate. He rattled at the bells and the rung. He rattled at the bells in the room. What news, what news? Lord Daniel says, what news to me have you brung? Little Maddie Groves is in the bed with your wife, and their hearts both beat as one, and their hearts both beat as one. Now if the truth you've told to me, a rich man you shall be. But if a lie you've told to me, I'll hang you to a tree, I'll hang you to a tree. He gathered him up about 50 good men, he done it with a free good will. Then he popped his bugle unto his lips, and he blowed it loud and shrill. He blowed it loud and shrill. I'd better get up, said a little Matty Groves, I better get up and go. I know your husband is coming home, for I hear his bugle blow, I hear his bugle blow. Lay down, lay down, my precious one, lay down and go to sleep. It's only my father's shepherd's horn, and he's a-calling for his sheep, he's a-calling for his sheep. So they lay down together again, and they soon were fast asleep. And when they awoke, it was broad daylight, Lord Daniel at their feet, Lord Daniel at their feet. Get up from there, you naked man, and put you on some clothes. I never intend for to have it said that a naked man I slow, that a naked man I slow. Give me a chance, said little Matty Groves, a chance to fight for my life. For there you have two very fine swords, and me not as much as a knife, and me not as much as a knife. Oh yes, I have two very fine swords, and they cost me deep in the purse. You may have the finest one, and I will take the worst. Yes, I will take the worst. Then Matty Groves struck the very first lick, and he wounded Lord Daniel's sword. Lord Daniel struck the very next lick, and he drove Matty Groves to the floor. He drove Matty Groves to the floor. And then he taken his lady by the hand, and he set her on his knee. And he says, now which do you love the best, little Matty Groves or me, little Matty Groves or me? Farewell, I like your rosy cheeks, farewell, I like your chin. But better I love little Matty Groves than you and all of your kin, than you and all of your kin. You can dig my grave on a pretty green hill, dig it wide and deep. Put little Matty Groves in my arms, Lord Daniel at my feet, Lord Daniel at my feet.
What's your fantasy tonight, dear?
Well, I was thinking of something different, like I wanted you to portray a little girl.
Listen. Let me play, don't you?
Well, when you love somebody with all your heart and soul, and you want to keep them with you, but you know they want to go, what do you do, what do you say, when you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay? And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't care at all and the other cares too much. It's a sad situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. Don't love me, and I know it's just a matter of time before you leave. But how do I stand aside and just let you walk away? But I know you want to leave as bad as I want you to stay. And there's nothing quite as sad as a one-sided love, when one don't love at all and the other loves too much. Situation, I must say, when someone wants to leave as bad as you want them to stay. What do? What do you say, when you know they want to leave as bad as you want them to stay? Hey.
WMFO in Medford.
You called me up and
one the other day.